This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Two dead bodies, two separate cases for the NYPD, one in Queens, the other in Upper Manhattan. Let's get details from our Glenn Shuck.
The pedestrian was the one who spotted the body of a woman floating near the shoreline of the jogging path at Fort Totten Park. This was about 11 in the morning yesterday, so the NYPD Harbor Unit was called in, recovered the woman's body, and then the plot thickened here. The nearby parking lot, a Mercedes was found with one of the doors open and then blood inside. And the Daily News is reporting there was actually a knife in there as well, so the investigation is ongoing. Patricia often walks in the area and spoke to reporters.
I still feel safe. Yeah, I'm going to keep walking. You know, I'm sure we'll find out what happened, but that's the state of the world today.
Now, in an unrelated incident, the NYPD is also investigating a body of a woman that was found in Inwood Hill Park in Upper Manhattan. A person walking made this terrible discovery about 5 last night. So once again, medical examiner involved, an autopsy to determine the cause of death. And again, the woman has not yet been identified. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM.
The candidates looking to unseat Eric Adams at City Hall took part in a candidates' forum in Washington Heights Sunday. They didn't take questions, just each made a statement that included taking aim at President Trump, State Senator Zellner Myrie.
Attacking vulnerable New Yorkers, attacking our immigrant communities, stealing money from our children, stealing money from our older adults, eliminating our Department of Education. We need someone with a backbone, someone with courage, willing to stand up to this administration.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo said he's the guy for that.
Nobody will fight him stronger. Nobody will fight him smarter because I did.
City Comptroller Brad Lander took aim at Mayor Adams, saying we're not living up to our values when there's corruption at City Hall. If she is elected, City Council Speaker Adrian Adams vowed,
no scandal, no corruption, no drama, and no nonsense. As the first woman mayor of the city of New York, I promise to bring to you competence and not cronyism.
Mayor Adams did not participate in the event. During her remarks, State Senator Jessica Ramos criticized Cuomo, saying when he closed down mental health facilities, the MTA ended up taking that on. And quote, there's nothing progressive or compassionate about denying New Yorkers who are clearly struggling with mental illness to get the help that they need. During a weekend visit to New Jersey, the new transportation secretary took aim on that at Governor Hochul.
If you want people to take the train, take transit, then make it safe, make it clean, make it beautiful, make it wonderful. Don't make it a hole, which is what she's done.
Well, that was Saturday when Sean Duffy took a look at the sinkhole problem on Interstate 80 and other parts of Morris County. He had been asked about calling the MTA a homeless shelter and threatening to cut federal funding. So far, no response from Governor Hochul. We told you on Friday that cops were looking for the creep who raped a woman at the Canal Street subway stop. That happened at around 2 in the morning. Well, it turns out, just after midnight, somebody groped another woman at Canal Street on board a J train. Still not clear if it's the same person. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Call them New York's Hottest, ba-dum-bum, the FDNY bringing back its calendar of heroes featuring sexy photos of members of the New York City Fire Department. The calendar, you'll remember, was scrapped during COVID, but the FDNY Foundation says it's back and should be available for purchase by this summer. Members of the department who want a model, you've got until April 4th to apply. Another round in the fight over this. The New York Post reporting that Forest Hill Stadium's been denied new sound permits for concerts this summer following a series of lawsuits from area residents who are upset over the noise. That would mean 13 shows booked for the summer season won't be happening, including Phish, the Black Keys, Alabama Shakes, and Leon Bridges. For its part, the stadium says this is just the annual roadblock from the vocal, quote, NIMBY of Forest Hills Gardens, that they're moving forward with the 2025 concert schedule as planned and that their timeline for getting permits is on its standard schedule. A very close call in Upper Manhattan where scaffolding outside a building belonging to Yeshiva University collapsed. This happened yesterday morning at around 9:20 at a five-story building on West 185th and Amsterdam Avenue. No one was hurt, but ABC 7 says a woman pushing a stroller was nearly struck. City inspectors are now assessing the structural stability of that building. New York senior senator says he's staying put.
Look, I'm not stepping down. And I knew when I cast my vote against the government shutdown that it would be that there'd be a lot of controversy. And there was. The CR was certainly bad, you know, the continuing resolution, but a shutdown would be 15 or 20 times worse.
Chuck Schumer on NBC's Meet the Press when asked about the calls by some for him to step aside as Democratic leader. Over the weekend,
you made a deal with the bullies and their billionaires.
You made a deal with the bullies and their billionaires.
You appeased the fascists.
About 100 people protested outside Schumer's home in Park Slope.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.